You're listening to SBS News.
14-year-old Jessica Sher Moulton has been stranded in Yichang City, about 4 hours by car from Wuhan, the original epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak. She explains the excitement she felt when she finally returned home.
It's completely different to just video chatting with someone. It just having that real-life connection, it's so much better.
For Jessica's mother, Anna Sher Moulton, it's been a long and anxious wait to finally see her daughter again.
It just feels, I don't know, even though it feels like she had never left, but it's, yeah, like she said, it's a really strange feeling to, even when I first heard her voice, it sounded different because I was so used to her Skype voice over the last 194 days. So, yeah, it's really good to have her back.
From late January until recent weeks, Jessica had been living in lockdown.
Lonely, but it's not because you don't have anybody there. Like, you have all your friends and family, but you can only see them through a screen. So it's just not the same.
The teenager, originally from Western Australia, missed out on 2 government-arranged evacuation flights in February because she was a minor and did not have an Australian adult who could accompany her back. Her grandparents are both Chinese citizens and the rest of her family were in Australia. Despite travel restrictions easing in Hubei province in late March, it wasn't easy to escape safely.
CT had different rules and considering she's under 18, then a lot of even authority didn't know when we rang them up. So we just had to basically make the decision and go with it.
The teen is now again in quarantine, this time at home with her mother, as required by WA authorities. But she's just glad to be back and is enjoying some of life's simple pleasures.
In China, you can't drink tap water. You have to boil your water every time you drink it. So tap water was actually the first thing I was looking forward to.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.